Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
It's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, listening to Common Sense Radio to hear the backstory, the side story, the real story, what's been going on out there, and we appreciate you joining us. And how are we here on this terrible, terrible night out, terrible weather night out there? You wonder, how is it possible that the electrons have the courage to intestinal fortitude to get out there and get to your radio, to get to your computer, to get to your TuneIn app? How is it possible? Because they are commanded by the sorcerer of the wave, of the airwaves. On nights like this is when he breaks out the cape and trident, and he commands those electrons. They don't want to leave the studio, but he makes them go so that you can be there. So our fearless engineer, award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, Mark Holliday, is that whipping sound you hear is Mark with the electrons.
Whipping the electrons into
whipping the
shape.
Electrons into shape.
I feel like a drill sergeant or something.
Yeah. Drill sergeant. He's making them go.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
And for those of you, the show should be better this week because we have our director of quality assurance is back in the studio with us. She's here as executive producer, co-host, and trying to keep the boys on message here. Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's a pleasure, Pete.
It's good
as
to
always.
Have you back.
Yes, I'm
always.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, we missed you last week. Probably not as much as the listeners missed you, but you're back. So we got the band back together. We can go press ahead. Be careful out there because I was coming down here from downtown and there are blue lights everywhere.
Yeah.
There's accidents out there.
Yeah, what's going on just because people can't drive?
I guess they can't drive. There's a lot of local flooding.
It's not like this is an unusual occurrence.
I didn't think it was.
It rains a lot in Mobile, and when it rains, certain streets flood.
Yes. But I will tell you, I probably passed four accidents from downtown to here.
I saw a few.
I mean, there was blue lights everywhere.
Wow.
So be very, very careful.
We have special drivers around here, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like we do.
Special drivers in South Alabama.
Yeah.
So the best thing for you to do is just curl up where you are with your radio and listen to Common Sense Radio until this all blows over in a few days. We'll stay here with you.
Yeah, we have some riveting conversation.
Riveting, yeah. And we're loaded tonight. Man. We've got lots to go on. Want to mention right off Trump is still strong. Trump is popular. And that's sort of the source of all the problems that we're seeing is that Trump is effective. He's still strong. He's popular. I mean, he was at 50% last week, and I forget Rasmussen or Gallup. But one of the ones that really tells you there's a real clear politics average.
Right. Yeah.
Had him at 45. And you go, that doesn't sound like a lot. Well, that's the highest average he's had since he's been president.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that takes all of the polls.
That takes all the polls.
From all of the haters.
All the haters. It combines them all. So they're in there with the good ones. But the average, it's the highest average.
Wow.
And I bring that up because that's part of what's driving the Democrats insane.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that they're throwing everything they can think of at him. And he's resilient.
And
he remains popular.
And it's sweeping. You know, leading up to elections and from time to time, as the research department of our show, I like to do my official coffee shop polls. You know how I do that sometimes? Where I work, but I just sit and listen, kind of eavesdrop. Well, I had a good pollster today. It was two very young guys. I would say they look like they were either just graduated college or just about to.
Right.
But they got it.
They
understood, but they were having a lively discussion of the Democratic field, how Biden probably still couldn't beat Trump.
Right.
And then they went back to how ridiculous it is that the media basically has, you know, made the path hard for Trump and then just promoted Hillary they compared it to that. And, you know, again, it was refreshing to me to hear young people that didn't drink.
But they got it.
They were not snowflakes. They knew what was up.
And that's perfect, because that's sort of the big message I wanted to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Remain calm. Okay?
Right.
Because what they're trying to do, this is the strategy, is chaos. Chaos. Mm-hmm. All they're trying to do, throw whatever BS out there that you can imagine,
right,
just to try to create doubt, to feed their base. Because here's the thing. There's a Democrat base. It doesn't matter what facts or truth you put out. They're going with it.
Right.
They go with it. They believe it. There's still people. I was talking to somebody just this evening. He said he has a very liberal sister, and she still believes that Trump is caging children at the border.
Yes.
She still believes that, even though that was the Obama era, and it was Trump who stopped that.
Stopped it, exactly. And on the same token, I still get posts on Facebook from progressives and liberals and mm-hmm. Anti-Trumpers,
right,
about the fact that he had made the statement that there were some good Nazis and white supremacists. There were some good Nazis and white
supremacists.
He never said that.
No, he never said that.
But and it's been proven time and time again. And the words have been, the audio clips have been played over and over and over again. And yet that lie is still making its rounds.
Well, it's the story. They're acting like it's Don Lemon, supposedly. They just replayed Trump's own words about how he lost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
But came back from it, which again, to me, makes him all the much more admirable, a great leader.
Well, he said it himself, back in the 80s. I lost a lot of money.
Yeah, it wasn't even like new information.
I lost a billion dollars. Yeah. I was in tough times, but, I was able to negotiate and renegotiate some deals and, carried
That's
on
inspiring.
And came through, and now
it's inspiring.
It's the American dream.
That
it's
much
leadership.
More again.
Yeah,
it is. It's the American dream. Yeah. He came in, but it all of it is BS that they're throwing up there, just to create chaos. Because they're like I said this a couple shows ago, they're trying to do what they did to Bush the Elder,
right?
And that is just smear him with the economy or whatever they can grasp to drive his poll numbers down. Period. That's all. Because really, when you get down to it, what are the real policy objections?
Well, it's hard to tell because they don't have any policy statements.
Yeah. They have no policy statements.
Their statement is,
if Trump said it, we're against it.
We're against it.
That's
right.
Their only statement.
They voted. They voted for a wall under Obama. They voted for border security, but now that Trump wants to do it, no, we don't want that.
Right.
It's the same thing with the trade deals.
They're not really
against the trade deals unless Trump does them.
Right, right.
I mean, I guess if he brought Obama back to negotiate them, then that probably still wouldn't do it. Anything with Trump, and that's all that this—
Well, the thing is, Obama couldn't negotiate the deals that Trump has been able to negotiate.
No,
that's the big difference.
That is the huge difference.
We would have gone down the road of the Paris Accords.
Oh, yeah. Paris Accords. We'd still have the Iran deal. We'd been in the Pacific trade, whatever. I forget, TTP or whatever it was.
TTP.
TTP. We'd be in all of those things. Which put the United States at a disadvantage.
Exactly.
And look, they did— And you got to understand the liberal mindset at putting the United States at disadvantage. It's not that so much that they want us at a disadvantage. They want to equalize us. Liberals believe America's too strong.
Exactly.
They want America weaker so that we will cooperate more on the world stage with others.
Well,
they don't want us to be superior.
It's because that the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, the socialists, they all have in their minds of a global—
Right.
Global situation.
Yes. They want globalism. They want global governance. And you can't do that if you have strong, independent
individualism is not esteemed on the personal level nor the national level.
But
exactly.
Remain calm, folks.
You're right.
Because this stuff, it's very aggravating. But you know what? You listen to them, the Democrats sound totally insane and actually quite stupid most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are getting it. Now, your newscasters, your media and your social media, they're not getting it. They're in the boat.
And I don't want to jump to the next story. We will get to it. But you know how all of those, mostly students, young people, walked out?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to that.
You know, but again,
they got it.
And again, it shows everyone's sick of the taglines. They're sick
and
of
politicizing things.
Yes.
Everything.
So no, you're very right. We don't need to panic. Colorado. Everyone knows what is happening.
And look, and the other thing that and I want to get into a little bit, that's why they're subpoenaing Don Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That is a typical prosecutorial move, is to intimidate your entire family. That's what they did to Mike Flynn.
Exactly.
Intimidate the family until you know you're like, okay, I'll pay the price, I'll fight the battle. But when you see your loved ones starting to suffer, they got me. You know, it's like we kidnapped your kids, so now you got to make a deal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's why they and we'll get into the very interesting the subpoena of Don Jr. and all that, because I'd like to compare the Hillary versus Don Jr. Russian collusion.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it. Okay, anyway, we'll be right back. We got lines open. We'll get to your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. And text man says, Baldwin Barbershop poll puts Trump at 90% approval.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, folks, if you're out there and you need maintenance or repairs or service for your automobile, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. They are down in Tillman's Corner, right there at I-10 and Highway 90. If you're in Tillman's Corner, go heading south on Highway 90. Go underneath I-10, look to the right. Right there they are, where they got the big checkerboards all over their sign and their building for their checkerboard for champion. And you go there. Best maintenance, repair, and service. You'll get a fair deal. They'll check out your car. They'll make sure they don't overcharge you. They'll try to find the most economical way to get your car repaired. Great people. Ladies, it's a place where you can trust the mechanic. Go down there, see Tom. He'll take care of you. And then look, and if you get to a point where you need a replacement car, they always have budget-friendly cars on the lot. Cars that you can get for a few thousand dollars. I mean, budget-friendly, good cars. Mm-hmm. They check them out. They make sure that you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that for all your automotive needs, you need to go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner at 5450 Willis Road for the royal treatment. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. Okay, let's talk real quick about they're going after Don Jr. because now we can't get Trump. Let's start trying to get his family.
Mm-hmm.
They're subpoenaing him about – this goes back to the Trump Tower meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, think about this. The Trump Tower meeting, they're going, well, we think there was collusion because he took a meeting with some Russians because he was told they might have dirt on Hillary Clinton. First, anybody running for office, if they find out that somebody wants to share some dirt on their opponent, they almost all will listen.
They'll take the meeting.
They'll at least take the meeting to find out, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Now, they may or may not use it, but they'll want to know, what are you trying to tell me is going to happen?
Yeah.
Now, he took that meeting.
Sure.
You know what's interesting? The Russian gal, who apparently was quite attractive,
mm-hmm.
who came, who does she work for? Fusion GPS.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That might ring a bell. Fusion GPS.
Let's see. Didn't they also pay this British guy?
Who was that?
Michael Steele?
No, Christopher Steele.
Christopher Steele. I knew it was something Steele.
Right.
Yes.
So the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, had hired Fusion GPS a Russian girl to go and make a meeting with Donald Jr. to say, I got dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And then come back and report on it.
Exactly.
Does that sound like a setup? And they want to investigate that and see if he perjured himself about that, which they're going to lay perjury traps. But, okay, so you're upset that he took a meeting about dirt. How about the fact that the same company that sent her to Donald Jr. was being paid by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to pay the British spy Christopher Steele to go where?
Russia.
To Russia. To do what? To buy dirt. They went and bought dirt.
Manufactured
dirt. Salacious dirt on Donald Trump to use where? Oh, not in their campaign.
No.
No. They gave it to the FBI.
Right.
Why? So the FBI could go get a FISA warrant. So they could start to open a counterintelligence. This is so transparent. Why? Why doesn't everybody get this?
I know.
They do.
I know.
But
they do
the
get
media,
this.
It's
the media that totally ignores it.
And the Democrats in Congress are like you said, are pulling out any stop that they can because they can't get Trump because he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
Well, so. And it is actually shocking. We were just talking off air that around probably the same time, because Joe Biden was in office.
Yeah.
There's actually a real, again, nothing was ever really consummated with what. I mean, there was no deal over there. I mean, nothing ever happened, but there was actual transactions of money between
Biden.
Hunter Biden, which is his son, that
in Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually really shocking.
And nobody was investigating that. There's a tape of Biden bragging about being in Ukraine with $1 billion aid package to Ukraine,
and basically,
and they had a prosecutor that was looking into the company that his son worked for,
right?
For wrongdoing, and it might implicate his son, but it was the company he worked for. And Biden bragged about how he told them that if they wanted that $1 billion aid package, that prosecutor needed to be fired before he left.
Now,
and guess what? And he said he was fired before I left. He's bragging about
bragging
it.
Bragging about it, exactly. You know,
so
wielding power.
Wielding power for the benefit of
and
his
again,
son.
And again, he was in office. I mean, think about all
the
this
president.
Stuff. I mean, Trump was a candidate, but still he had no power. He was technically just a civilian.
This is what prosecutors would call extortion. This is extortion. This is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is a crime no matter what country you're in.
And where's the investigation of that? And a similar thing happened in China.
Yeah.
With Biden and his son in China.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a similar thing where he went and got some deals done in China, and then all of a sudden, his son was placed on a very lucrative board of some Chinese company.
Right.
So there's a lot of that. I think that, you know, they'll dig into that and that'll come out. But
that's why the thing is
so aggravating, because it's so blatant. And then when you talk to the Democrats, they go, oh, well, Don Jr., he colluded with the Russians. He met with the Russians for 25 minutes.
Right.
And not even the Russians. A Russian woman.
Right.
A good-looking one, but a Russian woman.
Exactly.
Right? So that's, you know, it's just, it's all crazy. It's all just after him. And that goes into the other thing. They've got all the evidence that the FISA warrant was a fraud. And that's where the panicking is coming out, and that's why I just see just now I haven't read it, just popped up on Drudge, new headline: Comey says that Trump will be indicted after his presidency. I think Comey's just trying to double down, because there's a really good chance Comey's going to be indicted before any of that happens. Because folks, it was a fake dossier. It was bought and paid for by the DNC. And here's what they have found out. This is the evidence coming out this week. They're finding proof that the FBI knew
exactly
it was fake,
right,
and did not tell the FISA court judge that they were basing their request for a warrant to spy on Americans, and that's what they did, spy, with fake opposition research.
Right.
Guard propaganda
from
the opponent.
That was not verified, could not be verified, was unverifiable. And Comey, head of the FBI, knew that, signed off on that, because in order to get a FISA warrant, you have to have a law enforcement officer sign off on it that it has been verified.
Right.
It could not be verified. It was not verified. It's unverifiable because it was made up out of whole cloth.
And that's why they're going nuts. That's why you see the chaos. That's why you see the attacks on Barr. They're trying to discredit Barr now, because they know that if Barr investigates it and gets all the truth out, which that was one of the things that is coming out this week, they are now uncovering the facts that show the FBI knew when they did that, which is now those are criminal activity.
Exactly.
Those can be charged. That's why they're trying to get Barr. Because they can't. That's why they put him in contempt. And that goes into the next story. Oh, we have a constitutional crisis. We just throw that around.
That's the word. This, you know, I've been the one to point that out. There's, oh, they, and you can, it's every outlet
talk
will have their
dog
one
whistles.
Little.
Talk
yeah,
about
exactly.
Dog
they right. all copy each other, and every week there'll be a new word.
But what's the constitutional
it's like
crisis?
Elementary school.
It's what's the same thing. They don't really define what it is. They just say it's a yes. constitutional. It's a constitutional crisis.
Well,
it's a constitutional crisis.
It, you know, you listen to Nadler, and he's talking about you know the that it's a thwarting of the congressional oversight. And true, Congress has the authority and the responsibility to oversee
yep.
and pull some of the check to balance out, which is how our form of government works. Every branch checks and balances the other branch.
Right.
And so they are supposed to do that.
And they
are. But here's the thing. Particularly with the Mueller report, Congress passed the law
yep.
that – there were certain things in these reports that could not be released.
Grand jury information.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, of course, national security measures.
Right.
So, as you mentioned last week, a whole 2% of this
redacted.
Report was redacted because it's grand jury and national security.
That's right.
They've also were given the opportunity to, as did the Obama Attorney General, give the opportunity to go and look at documents in a secure location without taking a recording device, leaving your notes behind. You couldn't take any papers
right.
out. And instead of that, they decided to go contempt.
Contempt. Mm-hmm. And this all goes back into the chaos. They like the 2% because it's unknown. So they're going to hang their hat on the 2%. It's an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We know the dirt. We know the incriminating evidence is in the 2%, and they're playing that.
Mm.
And really what I want to get into, do you remember that Attorney General Holder was held in contempt of Congress?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm pretty sure we call that a constitutional crisis at the same time, but it's really interesting when you compare the two contempts of two attorney generals. When you compare the circumstances, you got to really scratch your head. Look, we got lines open. We got texts. Open 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Oh, we're having time.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor. That's it. Sponsor. ABC Signs and Shirts. That is your headquarters for dry fit custom made shirts or yard signs or banners or any kind of posters, signs, you name it, promotional materials. And they have a Trump store, a Make America Great Again store with your MAGA hats so that you can be assaulted by liberals at Walmart. They've got it all right there. You just go down and see them in LaRue Steiner or give them go visit them, abcshirts.biz, or abcsigns.biz. They have it all. So go down to see ABC Signs and Shirts, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
My fellow Americans, this is a very special weekend in American life, a time specially set aside to honor our mothers and the mothers of our children. As we do, we acknowledge their role as the heart of our families and reinforce our families as the cornerstone of our society. In our families, and often from our mothers, we first learn about values and caring and the difference between right and wrong. Those of us blessed with loving families draw our confidence from them and the strength we need to face the world. We also first learn at home, and again often from our mothers, about the God who will guide us through life. The mothers we honor this weekend, young or not so young, partners or alone, well-to-do or sometimes agonizingly poor, are as diverse as our varied population, but they share a commitment to future generations and a yearning to improve the world their children will inherit. They shape the America we know today and are now molding the character of our country tomorrow.
And there you have it. That was the Mother's Day address on the 7th of May, 1983 by Ronald Wilson Reagan. And I picked that because happy Mother's Day to all the mothers
That's
out there.
Right.
Happy Mother's
Thank
Day,
you.
Teresa.
Yeah.
We have a mother in
That's
the
right.
in the studio tonight.
Yes, we do.
But happy
yes.
Mother's Day, honey out there, my baby's out there too. And all the mothers out there, we appreciate all of you. And that goes kind of with this week's column is Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be killed.
That's
okay.
Well, and go. That I wrote that one because of Alabama Representative John Rogers, who created a firestorm last week. Do you have that clip handy?
I do.
Here's
all I'm saying to you, it ought to be a woman's choice. I'm not about to be as a male tell a woman what to do with her body. She has a right to make that decision herself. To rape the incest. Some kids are unwanted. So you kill them now, kill them later. You bring them in the world unwanted, unloved. Then you send them to the electric chair. So you kill them now, kill them later. But the bottom line is that I think we should be making this decision.
There you go.
Kill them now or kill them later.
For the Alabama abortion bill that got through the House and it's in the Senate right now, in the Alabama Senate, which would make it a felony to perform an abortion on a woman unless the mother's health was gravely threatened.
Right.
And he was speaking out against it, and this created a firestorm, and that's why I wrote that column, because it goes into really what the liberal mindset is. The liberal mindset is that life sucks because of poverty, global warming, and conservatives. So we're going to spare you the agony, and we're just going to abort you. You don't even need to try, because it's terrible. And he said stupid stuff like, well, and when they asked him later, because there was a real firestorm and backlash, because, I mean, think about that. Kill him now or kill him later.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to take care. They're unwanted. And when he tried to justify it, one of the things he said is, well, you know, if you're a drug addict, you're not eligible for food stamps, so we're going to starve you to death. Why not just kill him now?
Yeah.
See, who thinks like that?
Apparently he does.
At least he was the only abortion proponent that was honest enough.
Well, he really was.
He was honest enough to say,
yes,
you know, we are killing children. Abortion is killing children. Mm-hmm. So kill them now or kill them later.
Mm-hmm.
At least he was honest enough to say what is actually happening instead of trying to, you know, mask it all in, you know.
He didn't say it's part of her body. He really was. He used the word kill. Yeah.
It was a rare moment of candor.
Yeah.
And I put that in my column that we owe McGretta gratitude for being honest.
Yeah. And I don't think he really realized
exactly what liberals think. And they really think that if you're poor, uneducated, that, you know, it's hopeless. If we can't find enough government resources to make your life better, then it's not worth living.
Mm-hmm.
That's how liberals look at it. If we can't get a government program to make your life worthwhile, we don't need you around. We're going to spare you the suffering. That goes against everything. That goes against God. It goes against all Judeo-Christian principles. But that's what liberals think.
And let's not forget where this came from, the Planned Parenthood mentality from Margaret Sanger.
Eugenics.
Yes. Eugenics. Who, her philosophy was obviously to allow abortions for anybody, but primarily
undesirables,
and by her mind, undesirables were by and large
minorities,
handicapped,
and minorities. If you were handicapped, mentally retarded, or some sort of physical handicap, or which, you know, Hitler picked up. He was a big fan of Margaret Sanger.
Sure.
And don't forget that Hillary Clinton claims Margaret Sanger is one of her heroes.
Exactly.
But that's exactly what she was trying to do back then in the turn of the last century, coming into the 1920s and 30s, was promote eugenics, because we got to get rid of the undesirable elements in our population. And a lot of that came because, you know, coming through in the late 1800s and stuff, there was a lot of they started doing a lot with genetics, particularly with animals. They're breeding better cows, better dogs, better sheep. And somebody says, well, why not breed better people? That's exactly a good idea.
Yeah.
And, folks, that's still what liberal Democrats believe today.
Yeah.
And you think about it, John Rogers is a black representative from Birmingham, and he's saying that. And think about this. Black babies are 5 times more likely to be aborted than a white baby.
Yeah,
it's the literally biggest risk factor. Genocide of black
babies. Well, and you know what? If you really if you can pull up like a demographics map and overlay it with like Planned Parenthood clinics,
yeah,
you'll see that they are strategically located
in poor areas.
poor black areas.
Poor black. Look,
it's sad. You know, and you hear all this about voter suppression. I'm like, talk about voter suppression. Kellen, there you go.
Yeah, look. Don't even New York City now. Yeah. For I think since 2015 or thereabouts, in New York City, more black babies are aborted than born.
Yeah.
Now for 3 or 4 years, this has been going on, but they. It's amazing. That's a fact. That's something you can look at, and they won't acknowledge that. They'll just come back and say, the Russians.
Exactly. Well, you know, the let's not forget the goal of all of these states, Alabama, Kentucky, several others who have passed these anti-abortion laws or in the process of trying to put these on the books for their states, is all designed to bring this up in front of the Supreme Court. Because you know that as soon as it's signed into law in whatever state it is, it's going to be challenged in court.
Right.
As, you know, a violation of civil rights, unconstitutional, blah, blah, blah. And so this is all designed in order to get this in front of the Supreme Court.
And possibly overturn Roe versus Wade.
Well, possibly have a correct verdict on Roe versus Wade.
Right. A correct verdict. So watch that. And actually,
a correct
decision.
Good news. They don't really do verdicts.
Yeah, correct decision. That's right. They don't do verdicts. But Georgia just passed the heartbeat bill.
Right.
And Alabama is working on theirs, which is right now
and
known
Kentucky,
as the most restrictive one right now. Alabama is the most restrictive because it approaches a little bit differently.
As soon as a fetal heartbeat is determined, abortion is illegal, or would be if this bill passes in Alabama.
Yeah. And so now let's go back to the story that we had hit on. And this is a tragic story. It's a big story. When did this happen? Three days ago? Monday or Tuesday. There's a school shooting in Colorado at a high school.
STEM school, nonetheless.
A STEM school, which was, 7 miles from Columbine High School.
I just learned that today.
Yeah. I knew it was in the area. I didn't know it was that close. And apparently there was two shooters. There was two.
I don't know.
It was at least
one.
Yeah,
I think there's.
But it was kind of interesting. We haven't seen a lot about the shooter. But there's a lot about they burst into a classroom to start shooting. And about three students jumped up and rushed the shooters. One in particular, Kendrick Castillo. You see his picture. He just looks like a goofy high school kid.
Right.
Right? You know, because you're kind of goofy when you're in high school. And he rushed him with two other guys who tried to help. And he saved his classmates because they were able to escape. But he was mortally wounded in that attempt. What a hero. I mean, this is like a 17, 18-year-old kid.
This, think so about sweet, that too. You're a nice kid.
Courage and heroism.
This type of response to an active shooter is becoming more and more and gaining some more.
Well, and it just happened at UNCC Charlotte.
Because the reality is, you know, if you curl up in a ball in a corner, you're going to be shot.
Yeah.
If the shooter gets to you, you're going to be shot. Now, is it better to curl up in a corner and be shot? Or is it better to at least try and do something?
Right.
If you have all of the students rushing the shooter, or students, teachers, administrators, everybody rushes the shooter, he's going to hurt. He's possibly kill some students, some people.
But this guy saved lives because they rushed him.
Exactly.
This guy sacrificed his life. This probably would have been, who knows, two dozen people would have been killed.
And that is all
heroes
true.
Are hard
However,
to find.
Let's not leave off the fact, how is it in a post 9/11 society, you got to go through a lot of hoops just to get on an airplane, but are our schools any different really than they were?
Right. And these kids, these were students.
And we go back, why do we not have armed, again, I think they said it took like a minute and a half for everything to transpire.
Right.
There's no response unit on the planet that can get to you. But if there had
been
some armed teachers just, you know, again, kind of sprinkled it
which,
throughout.
Which, by the way, Florida just signed into law, armed teachers.
Yes.
Wonderful. You know, and just that whole idea of, again, and, you know, some you know, person that hates guns was like, well, do you want to have a shootout in the classroom? And back to what you said, yes. I mean, a shootout would be better than just laying down and getting slaughtered.
Look, yeah, exactly.
It would
the
be.
The only thing, here's the reality, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good,
guy with a gun. Period. Yes,
exactly. That's the only way it works. That's the reality of the world, the universe. That's how it works. Now, there's two other aspects of this. This is a tremendous story, and our heart goes out to Kendrick Castillo and his family. This kid cannot be honored enough. But there's two things that was interesting. I didn't know till tonight, Teresa pointed out, because oddly, there's been almost nothing about the shooter come out. Mm-hmm. If you remember, usually who is the shooter? Why did they do it? Who are they? What's their background? Mm-hmm. And it's been silent. Why is it?
Well, you know what? It's someone who was going through the process of becoming a boy.
It was a transgender female.
Mm-hmm. Her name was Maya, is Maya. It is now Alec.
She wants to be Alec. And as a transgender girl, she decided she would go and kill her classmates.
Yep. How come that hasn't come out? And also very anti-Trump.
And a very anti-Trump
person.
Vocal anti-Trump person.
Doesn't quite fit the narrative, does
look,
it?
No, it doesn't fit the narrative, but it goes to what I've been saying. This poor girl was mentally disturbed. And instead of trying to help her, they're like, okay, we'll give you testosterone shots and we'll help you become a boy. Instead of saying, okay, we need to get you into therapy and counseling because you've got gender dysphoria or whatever.
Yep, that's it.
But more so, let's just talk about the media and how almost evil it is that they go out of their way to hide.
They go out of their way because you don't see that anywhere. You only hear it here on Common Sense Radio.
Right.
We'll be right back, and there's more to that story.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And folks, if you are looking for a church, a good place to worship and learn about God, learn the Word of God as God intended it, there's a great conservative church, a Bible teaching church, a Bible true teaching church, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down in Theodore. They're at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They're right there south of I-10, north of Highway 90. Check them out this Sunday or Wednesday night. Great people, great congregation, wonderful fellowship there, sweet people. I know a lot of the people down there, great pastor. Conservative church, true to the Bible. Check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, and we appreciate them as a sponsor. All right, let's go back to the kids, to this tragedy in Colorado. The other part of the story, other than we just found out that this was a transgender girl, which that gets confusing because when you say transgender girl, okay, wait a minute, that's a girl becoming a boy.
She thinks she's a boy.
Right.
That's all.
So what was it? The other part of this is they had a vigil yesterday for Eric, a memorial for him, not Eric, Kendrick, for Kendrick to honor Kendrick. Well, a whole slew of politicians showed up to speak. Mm-hmm. And what do you suppose, and apparently in that area they have an overflow of Democrats. And what do you suppose the Democrat politicians commenced to do at Kendrick Castillo's memorial?
Oh,
please
not politicize it.
Please don't tell me.
They wouldn't do that. Tell me.
They politicized it and started talking about why we needed gun control and that this was all about gun control. And they turned it into a political
rally. That we failed
rally.
The children because we did not enforce the gun laws. I mean, it was just...
Which is aggravating, but here's the bright spot.
Oh, it was so...
The students, students of that high school got up in mass and left. They walked
for them.
Out. And they came out, and there's a lot of clips on social media and interview, and they said, this is terrible. We're here to honor Kendrick
and his
courage.
It was a vigil for Kendrick.
And they had high school girls crying out. So I said, I came here to talk about Kendrick and what a great kid he was and how courageous and how much we love him and how much we miss him. And they're turning this into politics. And the whole thing actually fell apart. The politicians
left. They
were
very embarrassed.
The kids went back in and restarted the vigil, and they talked about their friend, their hero. That should give you some uplift. It should lift your heart. That we had those young kids, these teenagers, they got it. They figured it out.
They are getting, and they're sick of the bull. I mean, they recognize it for what it is. They just really are.
Well, because everything is politics. Mm-hmm. Everything is a crisis.
You're a pawn.
You can't sit there and mourn what just happened. Mm-hmm. So,
I was impressed. I thought that was.
I think that part's uplifting. That there's hope. And all of those high school kids at that school there in Colorado should be commended, particularly Kendrick, obviously, for his selfless sacrifice, but all those kids for standing up for their friend for what he did. And one of them said, he's not a prop.
Right.
Don't come here and use my friend as a prop, my dead friend as a prop.
Yeah. And they, I mean,
that's disgusting. Really,
like, you could just tell by the clothes they had on. I mean, it really was disgusting. Like, it was just...
Democrats are shameless.
Yes, shameless.
I
is
really
a great
try
word.
To reach out, be bipartisan, but you make it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You just make it so hard because you're so shameless.
Yeah.
And dumb most
dumb.
Of the time.
Well, speaking of, dumb. Have you noticed who they haven't let on the airwaves as much lately? Is AOC.
Oh,
they realize they're like, man, she's sinking us fast.
Yeah.
And so even the media is like turning on her.
Yeah, we gotta get her out of the media.
They are. They're trying to like, they're like, this material. Really like didn't
what
go
was
over
it, the last one?
Garbage disposal.
The garbage disposal.
Yeah, that.
I guess you never saw one.
And then they ask her about Palestine, and then she's just like, I don't really know about you.
I don't know about Palestine. It's a city in Texas, right? It's East
you know,
Dallas.
The last time a candidate made a gaffe kind of like that was he was asked about what would you do about Aleppo?
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Oh, who was that?
The Libertarian candidate.
What's his
name?
What was that?
Gary Johnson?
Gary,
was it Gary Johnson?
Johnson? Maybe. Gary something, I think.
I think so, yeah. And what did he say? I forgot.
Aleppo? What's Aleppo? What's an Aleppo?
Yeah, he was making fun of it.
Yeah.
It's a city in Syria where we're fighting ISIS.
Yeah.
Well, big battles raging.
Yeah, what would your stance be? What would your plan be for Aleppo?
That's the same.
I've never had an Aleppo.
Take a listen to her trying to
is that like
talk about
I mean,
what
a,
she
it's
thought
the same
about.
Thing. It's the same thing. Palestine?
And she's like, she kept going, the settlements, like, it's just not, like, equal housing, isn't fair? Like, she had no clue.
And then
she kept asking
and
her.
And the garbage disposal was, what'd she say? Is that environmentally sound?
Yeah. Well, let's see. It uses electricity, which is probably produced by burning fossil fuels.
It's almost
fuel.
Like, is she just a paid actress?
So,
I mean, like, you just start thinking, like, surely that.
But you're right. They've kind of
they think about
her
it.
Out
yes.
Because every time she gets
they
in the
have,
news,
it's not looking.
You know,
good.
5,000 new memes show up on social media about
right,
her.
Right.
What was the one I love? She AOC has single-handedly extinguished blonde jokes.
How does AOC? How can you tell that AOC's been in front of your computer? Because of the whiteout on the screen.
Because the whiteout on the screen.
That's
I mean,
cute.
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that there's
cute.
Going crazy with her. We're running out of time, but let me bring up to North Korea launched some missiles.
Yep.
Oh,
we
yeah.
launched some in response,
yep.
So they're still trying to wrestle a little roly-poly. Not looking good, but at least we're trying. And then the other thing, Iran is heating up. And, you know, and here's the one thing I want to bring about that. And Trump talked about it in Panama City last night at his rally.
Mm-hmm.
We're being thwarted still by the Obama administration. John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, visited 3 or 4 times with the Iranians last year to talk to them about what? Obama's Iranian nuclear deal and how that they shouldn't talk to the Trump administration because we'll get back to that sooner or later.
I have kind of mixed feelings about private citizens and infringing upon the rights of private citizens to travel and go and meet in different countries. But when you have a country that we have major sanctions against, like Iran, North
Korea.
Who attacks Americans. I have some problem with allowing a private citizen to go and act like they're negotiating on behalf of the
government.
The United States.
And that's what he's doing.
And
Trump was saying he should be prosecuted under the Logan Act, and he should.
Yeah, yeah.
And which gets really to the point of him and Comey and Brennan and Clapper and Strzok and Lisa Page and all of them, all those guys. The only way this nonsense stops, prison. Some of these people need to go to prison, this stuff will stop.
The American public wants somebody to go to prison.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a race.
Yeah.
And that's why you see the Democrats going nuts, because they're trying to figure out how to put Trump in prison. Ain't going to happen. Hey, it's been a great show. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe out there. Stay dry. Honey, it is time to come home.